decided duty. To you I am bound for life and education. My life and education both do learn me how to respect you. You are lord of all my duty. I am hitherto your daughter. But he is my husband. And so much duty as my mother showed to you, preferring you before her father, so much I challenge that I may profess due to the Moor, my lord.
Goodbye, I have done. Please it, your grace, on to the state affairs. I'd rather to adopt a child than get it. Come hither, Moor. I here do give thee that with all my heart, which but thou hast already with all my heart I would keep from thee. For your sake, jewel, I'm glad at soul I have no other child, for thy escape would teach me tyranny to hang clogs on them. I've done, my lord.
Let me speak like yourself and lay a sentence, which as a grease or step may help these lovers into your favor. When remedies are past, the griefs are ended by seeing the worst, which late on hopes depended. To mourn a mischief that is past and gone is the next way to draw new mischief on. What cannot be preserved when fortune takes patience, her injury a mockery makes? The robbed that smiles steals something from the thief. He robs himself that spends a bootless grief.
So let the Turk of Cyprus us beguile, we lose it not so long as we can smile. He bears the sentence well that nothing bears but the free comfort which from thence he hears. But he bears both the sentence and the sorrow that to pay grief must of poor patience borrow. These sentences, to sugar or to gall, being strong on both sides, are equivocal. But words are words. I never yet did hear that the bruised heart was pierced through the ear. Beseech you now to the affairs of the state.
The Turk, with a most mighty preparation, makes for Cyprus. Othello, the fortitude of the place is best known to you, and though we have there a substitute of most allied sufficiency, yet opinion, a more sovereign mistress of effects, throws a more safer voice on you. You must, therefore, be content to slumber the gloss of your new fortunes with this more stubborn and boisterous expedition.
The tyrant custom, most grave senators, hath made the flinty and steel couch of war my thrice-driven bed of down. I do agonize a natural and prompt alacrity I find in hardness, and do undertake these present wars against the Ottomites. Most humbly, therefore, bending to your state, I crave fit disposition for my wife, due reference of place and exhibition, with such accommodation and resort as levels with her breeding.
If you please, be it at her father's.
I'll not have it so.
Nor I.
Nor I. I would not there reside to put my father in impatient thoughts by being in his eye. Most gracious Duke, to my unfolding, lend your prosperous ear, and let me find a charter in your voice to assist my simpleness.
What would you, Desdemona?
That I did love the Moor to live with him. My downright violence and storm of fortunes may trumpet to the world. My heart subdued even to the very quality of my lord. I saw Othello's visage in his mind, and to his honours and his valiant parts did I my soul and fortunes consecrate. So that, dear lords, if I be left behind a moth of peace, and he go to the war, the rights for which I love him are bereft me, and I a heavy interim shall support by his dear absence. Let me go with him.
Let her have your voice. Vouch with me, heaven, I therefore beg it not to please the palate of my appetite, nor to comply with heat the young effects in my distinct and proper satisfaction, but to be free and bounteous to her mind. And heaven defend your good souls that you think I will your serious and great business scant, for she is with me, no, when like-winged toys of feathered Cupid seal with wanton dullness my speculative and officed instruments, that my disports corrupt and taint my business. Let housewives make a skillet of my helm, and all indign and base adversities make head against my estimation.
Be it as you shall privately determine, either for her stay or going, the affair cries haste, and speed must answer it. You must hence tonight.
Tonight, my lord?
This night.
With all my heart.
At 9 i' the morning, here we'll meet again.